Hello.
Yes, hello. Is this Sean? Hello?
Yes, how may I help you?
Yes, this is Paulina calling from Pfizer. I'm just reaching out to you in regards with your phone call about Zerbev medication.
Yes, for which person, it's authorization or claim?
I'm not, you did, when you called us, you didn't mention the patient. You just mentioned that
Okay.
you needed some assistance with Zerbev.
Okay, and you have the contact person name who is requested.
I'm just reaching out to your inquiry, like that, back to your phone call.
No, ma'am. This is the back end, the billing office for providers.
You called us a few days ago. You called Pfizer about Zerbev a few days ago.
Give me a moment. I'm check anyone call request a call from the Pfizer.
It was you. I just listened to the phone call. It was you who called.
And sorry for that, ma'am. One of our colleague is requesting to call back. Give me a moment, I will transfer you to him.
Okay.
Hey, this is Sean here. How may I help you?
Yes, hello. This is Paulina calling from Pfizer. I'm just reaching back in regards with your phone call about Zerbev medication.
Exactly. I called yesterday. I just have a few questions when it comes to the insurance coverage when it gets denied by the insurance. Do you guys replace the drug in order to cover the provided loss?
You mean replace the drug with the same drug?
Right, for Zerbev, yeah.
Okay.
So let
I
me
know
explain
that.
you the whole scenario makes the picture clear. Actually, we have a patient with a coverage of Priority Partner, and the patient had a coverage with Cigna in 2024, but the patient didn't tell us. So we provided his services with Zerbev to the patient twice in the month of March, and when the patient told us after I know I have a date. The patient told us that her coverage is terminated with Cigna, and now the patient has Priority Partners. And whereas in Priority Partners, Zerbev is a non-preferred drug. Though we tried to get the approval, they denied the services for the March, and now we are just in middle of filing the appeal and everything, but they have denied each and everything, like even the appeal and grievance and all, they have denied. So we are just curious to know that if you can help us out to provide us the replacement for those date of services to cover our loss.
And how did you get order this Zerbev to the office at the first place? Was it through a distributor or who?
It was a buy and bill. We got it from the McKesson.
McKesson. Okay. Let me provide you with a customer service of the team who is usually in charge of any replacements or any orders inquiries.
Mm-hmm.
Including McKesson. Their phone number is 800-533-5300. 8-0-0-5-3-5.
I will repeat the number really quick. It's 800-533-4535. And it's the customer service number, right?
Correct. It's Pfizer Trade Customer Service.
Okay, one moment. Okay. All right. Sounds good to me. And I just need to, like, is there any dedicated representative whom I have to contact, or is just a department? Anybody can assist me with that?
Yes, anyone can assist you.
And what's your name again? I'm so sorry.
Pfizer Trade Customer Service.
No, I'm so sorry. Yeah, your name.
My name is Polina.
And how do you spell that?
P-O-L-I-N-A.
And your last name initial?
K, as in Kate.
All right, great. And is there any direct contact number for you in case I have any other further questions, so, you know, I can directly reach out to you?
You can call our healthcare provider's line and just ask for me, 800-505-4426.
800-505, and what was that again?
4426. 4426.
4426, correct?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
All right, Pauline, I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for giving me a call back. I will just call the customer service, and if I need your assistance, I will just give you a call back.
Okay, thank you.
Have a great rest of the day. Bye.
Mm-hmm.